Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Following the Will Fellows. My name is Mary Pope Bourne, and I'm your host today. And I'm joined with Ethan Delves, a senior Will Fellow. So, Ethan, if you could just start off and tell me a little bit about yourself, including where you're from and what you're studying.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So my name's Ethan. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm studying philosophy and economics and graduating this year. So very excited for that.
Awesome. And if you could just talk a little bit about your experience with the Will Fellows and how you used your funds.
Sure. Yeah. I sort of started out with interest in study abroad. So I was thinking of taking some economics courses abroad somewhere, and I sort of narrowed down my options to either South Korea or London School of Economics, both programs I had heard a lot of really great things about, and ultimately decided on South Korea just because I wanted something that was super different and new from my everyday life. My dad is from London, so I've haven't visited England before, but I know that that's in the cards for me, so I decided to take the route that would at least be less likely to realize in the future, if that makes sense. So I decided on South Korea. It was a wonderful experience. I loved the classes over there. Decided to, try and make some friends. Ended up having like a gym buddy who is another like, an international student. And we would hang out every day after econ class. And he was in the South Korean military. So he showed me all of these like military exercises and told me about the North Korea-South Korea conflict. Even got to visit the DMZ and sort of get a sense of those tensions myself with a really awesome tour guide who gave us a really good account of the history there. As far as the rest of my award goes, in my junior year, I became interested in economic consulting. So I was grinding the internship process or the internship recruiting process, ended up landing one in New York, in White Plains, New York, for NERA Economic Consulting and their antitrust and competition practice. And I used the vast majority of my funds to fund housing in New York. So if it weren't for the Will Fellows Award, I wouldn't have been able to accept the internship offer because housing, it was and still is extremely expensive in New York and in that area. So I was able to do that internship, get the return offer, and that's where I'm going after graduation. So I can safely say without the award, I very well may not have this really awesome post-grad opportunity.
That's awesome. I can definitely relate to that as someone who used my Will Fellows funds on rent in New York. It's so expensive. Everything is expensive there. But if you could just talk a little bit about how was the community the Will Fellows impacted you? What was it like to come into Carolina and already have that community?
Yeah, I think, it was really special for me because I went to a very small high school. Not just high school. I went to the same school for 13 years.
Wow.
From K through 12. So
me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Yeah.
131 people in my class.
Wow. Yeah, my class varied a little bit. Like, we had a couple people come in and drop out. But mine, pretty much throughout my entire education for my whole life, was 40 people. So,
okay. I had a third.
Was very used to having a tight-knit community.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of knew everything about each other. It was really weird. I had no idea that life wasn't like this outside of middle and high school. Like, this was just everything I had experienced. So big fish in a small pond type of deal. But, I kind of intentionally decided upon coming to Carolina because it would be something entirely different from that. And I wanted, as much as I hate change and it's hard to go through, we were just talking about this before we started recording. I knew it would be good for me to at least like broaden my horizons and come somewhere where, it's very likely that I might interact with someone once and then never see them again, a completely different environment.
Yeah.
So I feel like Will Fellows was a really amazing stepping stone between those vastly different environments. Because, that freshman year retreat, I'll just never forget that, where we had our class of Will Fellows come in, and I met Miguel and Timothy and everybody else in my class, and we just got to have fun and do some team building activities together, like, really made me feel comfortable with this decision I had made, because I knew that no matter what, when I came to Carolina, there was at least this community that I could connect with that I already knew really well, versus coming in with 5,000 other people just being stuck in a dorm.
I know. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how that adjustment would have gone without having the scholarship cohort. So, it was, I'm really grateful for it. And we all had an amazing time, and the Will Fellows events, like the escape room, freshman year retreat is always going to be my favorite one, were just awesome. And it was a really good time to just connect with people and remind yourself that you have like a group that you can rely on. It's such a big school.
I agree. And a special shout out to our director, Megan Kelly Goss. Amazing for planning all these wonderful events. And finally, I just wanted to learn more about what you're going to be doing. I know you hint a little bit about it after college, what your plans are.
Yeah, so I will graduate May 9th, and move out of my apartment in Chapel Hill on the 31st. So immediately after that, I'm going to begin go to New York and look for housing. So I committed to the full-time offer for Nero Economic Consulting and their antitrust competition practice. So that starts like mid-July or so. So I'm going to spend the first bit of my summer looking for a place to live, probably staying with family for a little while and trying to just parse out what my options are. But the job was really interesting. So during the internship, antitrust litigation kind of entails a couple of different things where whenever companies get into a lawsuit, whether it be against each other or with the government, like against the DOJ, for example, both the government in this case and the company will hire a corporate lawyer to prepare their materials and their side of the case. And those corporate lawyers will hire economic consulting firms to provide research to corroborate their cases. So I got to a really awesome insights into that over the summer, where half my job was a lot of data cleaning, working with sales data, consumer data, and trying to figure out what or take that apart and prepare it for analysis that was going to be dealing with whether or not antitrust violations had occurred or if there's evidence of collusive behavior that's inconsistent with the laws that the U.S. currently has in place to protect against that. And the other half of the work was really legal document review. So we got to read private emails from the C-suite of a couple of different companies, just all of these like legal complaints that come in that you have to sort of parse through and read the witness testimonies and try to figure out what motives are at play. So it feels a little bit like FBI work, which is really cool. So I really enjoyed it. It's a very direct application of the skills I've learned here. And I think my favorite thing about it is just it feels the most like being in school. Out of any job that I could really think of or have like remotely gotten my foot in or my foot in the door with. So it just reminds me of school a lot because all my peers are super collegial. There's literally like a library full of econ textbooks in the office that I'll just kind of pick through over lunch. All of our seniors at least are economics PhDs or have their MBAs. So they're always willing to talk about their research and kind of motivate you to stay on that path. So I think that's kind of what I'm up to and my hopes for what this job will be sort of going straight out of college. I know in the first couple of years, I'm going to be learning a lot and getting a sense of what the next steps might be afterwards. So
that's
very
awesome. We're so excited to watch you and see everything that you do. And again, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Following the Will Fellows. Make sure to tune in to the next episode. And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for having me.